let's thank you for your report on planning ideas.
But that won't match. But it, what could we
can
do?
Can we go
we will, it's not up to date, we'll get it up to date.
So,
2 minutes in, it's fine.
Yes. I'll let you have my scruffy written report afterwards. So, regarding the budget and the preset, I'm just going to run through how it was up until now.
2 hours
now. Okay. So, at our last full council meeting, we agreed to take out the £20,000 provisionally allocated for the refurbishment of the toilets, because we were all agreed that it just put the budget up too high this time round, and in a time when people have got enough expense going on. So we did meet again as a working group, an informal get together, to have a look at the budget didn't get approved at the last meeting because some people raised concerns about certain items in there. So we had a working group meeting last week on the 10th of January. We went through it all again, and whilst with the accounts in general, there are some queries and some items that we could do with looking at just for clarification. We did agree that they didn't actually directly affect the setting of the budget for 2023/24. So, other than taking the £20,000 off of the draft budget, the revised draft budget, because prior to that we knocked a few bits and pieces off, it brings the budget down to us needing £64,653. And based on that, for the moment, bear with me, is what the request for the preset should be. We do accept as a council that our fixed costs, or statutory costs, or contracted costs, are very high, but with a lot of those, there's nothing we can actually do about it now and prior to setting of the budget. Some of those figures are contracted until, I think, 2024 for certain services, and so on and so forth. So we really did hammer it out. It was a 2-hour meeting, all in all, but at the end of the day, really, any further reductions we make in the budget would be so nominal that they really aren't going to make a difference to the big picture. And we've trimmed things back a lot. And we've got to be careful, you know, we're all conscious of money, but like even running your own house bond, we've got to be quits at the end of the year. We've got to be able to pay the outgoings that we are contractually liable to pay, as well as maintaining the parish, and you know, obviously that's what we're here for, really. However, having said all of that, of course, am I allowed to say the situation we're in now?
You can do.
It does have a bearing.
Well, it does have a bearing on the budget, but we don't know what that bearing is, so I don't
really
think there's
any
point in bringing it.
No, but I do need to include it. Well, I didn't know what I was allowed to say.
No, I don't think it's worth including it because we.
Well, yeah, but if we're going to agree the budget tonight,
cost in our
budget
and change.
It is, but
if
we fundamentally, even
well,
no matter.
We can't decide it now because we don't know what's.
Right. Okay.
What
okay. Let me carry on then.
Yeah. Just go. Let's get to the end of the process.
Yeah, but as the clerk has resigned, going forward, the staff costs may be lower. But we don't know that for certain at this stage of setting the budget. I mean, we just don't know, do we?
Yes.
Who we're going to be employed and how much they're going to cost.
Huh?
You also have to bear in mind that going forward, this is, and of course this is all going to happen now in the, probably in the next financial year to which this budget relates, is that if a new clerk is employed who is, you know, lower than pension age, we will, in addition to the salary, have pension contributions to make as well. So, you know, it's a tricky one because things could change, but we don't know, we can't, nobody can say.
I don't think we can speculate on that.
So, what I would propose for the council's consideration is that we stick with the budget of £64,652. This has to be, the precept has to be submitted to North Somerset by the 27th of January.
We can ask for an extension. Well, it's not a sensible thing, but we can.
If we were to ask for a precept of, if we set the precept of £64,652, that will make a deed band, a band deed property amount of £117.94 per annum. I don't know what that increase is on the current brand span.
£21 increase. £21. Currently at
19
something on a
band
deed.
So. There's
£21 a year.
Very few,
a big percentage.
Very few bandies.
Yeah, but that's what it's based on. That's how it's all calculated and used as the baseline, really. So, that is my report. That is how it is.
39 pence a week.
But
thank you, Mum. That is exactly how it is. Well,
yeah. Oh, we have to, if you remember that last, oh sorry, if you remember last year there was a hoo-ha we had in at Tiffin's over what percentage it was, because the percentage that we've been given was not, but I did, as you know, I have written to you to ask, there will be, certainly, the salary won't be what it is, because I checked.
We can't say,
but if you if you look at what we have done in the past, how we've paid clerks, there's no rhyme or reason. We've paid unqualified more, but it will go down. But I have written.
You're speculating.
Hang on, no, I'm not.
This clerk, that's enough.
There ain't nobody else. But can I just read what I said? It's only two liners that I have written to Anne this afternoon and circulated to you all about the lower thing. But also, this still isn't correct, what we've got here. The figure's wrong. Where's that 87? What's that? 87. That's what came in the minutes.
Yeah, well, that's the... Ignore all those columns.
No, I've got it now.
But because this is so that you can calculate the budget. So, right. All these figures... Just look at this. Just the end column we're looking at for the minute, okay?
Right.
So the figures above that first yellow line, that is the anticipated income for the year
23-24. I thought your budget was very well.
And down this column, I don't prepare this, the clerk prepares
it.
The next row, but in the same column down here, are the outgoings, the expenditure for the year 23-24, which are made up from all the figures that are then on these breakdown sheets, okay? So this figure here is, what we spent, anticipated expenditure for the year.
87,000.
Yeah, but that includes the 20,000 that we've knocked off, so in real terms it's 64.
So we come down
but,
to
64. So basically...
That's what she said about 10 minutes ago,
No. And so, that's the figure we need to get to quits the budget.
Right.
That's all previous years.
Also, what is overpayment that we've paid to Arcariot in this?
Okay, I think it would have been. It has to include everything in the budget. Yeah, that's this, in this year.
This
anyway.
Is these figures that are in these sheets are for expenditure next financial year from March.
April.
First of April to thingy. So for the this purpose, for the setting of the budget for 23-24, that figure is irrelevant because that figure comes in 22-23.
So what was the rider that we set at the bottom? There was a rider that we agreed it and blah blah blah, and I can't remember, you wrote it down. What was the rider?
The rider
was about our fixed costs and then we couldn't see influence that and that there was a bigger picture. It's basically what happened.
Yeah, I tell you, this is what I wrote down at our informal meeting. Budget, this is just my fix, but changes going forward as fixed costs too high which need to be addressed over the forthcoming year. That's my jotting down at the time.
Thanks for your report, Anne. So let's go to the resolutions, please. The first resolution is to set a budget for 23-24. Now, as Anne's explained, she's reduced that as much as she can to...
No. We've
reduced that as much as we can in terms of the village as a collective, single, corporate body. We have reduced the budget as much as we can, and we've also... resolved to remove the funding for the toilet block, which we don't need to put that off as a project. We can still think of it as a project and aim to raise the money to do that. So to resolve to set the budget for 23-24 as per Anne's notes, those in favour of the resolution to set that as our budget, please raise your hands.
What was the name?
64,
65, 66. Sarah, are you not?
Can I not? Because I haven't been involved in the working. It's only because I haven't been to the working group and gone into the financial detail. Is that okay?
So, I'm on to the that's carried then. That's the budget. Okay, and the precept, as Anne's explained, will increase by about £20, £21 a year. She's also explained why we cannot set another deficit budget in the third year running, and therefore we resolve to set a preset for 23-24. Sorry, Anne. Can you give me the figure again? Was it
64,653.
That was the budget, wasn't it?
Yes. So that's what we need.
And so.
That arises out of setting the budget. We've set the budget as to what we think, as best as we can, what our other income and certainly what our expenditure would be, and therefore the 64,653 is what we require preset to balance the books.
Okay, so we're resolving to set that preset and to have and not a non-deficit budget. That means that everything that we need will come out of the preset for 2023-24.
I'll send you a
copy. Well, I was just saying, could you send me a copy, which will then go in with the minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, so to resolve to set a preset for 2023-24 at the rate that Anne said, are all those in favour of setting that preset, please raise your hand. Okay, so that is set. Okay, to receive a copy of the budget be spent
can
in the period...
Can I just ask something there, Chair, please quickly? Can Can it be noted in future when we're discussing like things like this that we have a projector up there so we can look at also people who've attended our meeting know what we're talking about? We've got a projector.
Well, we've got the comms
that we spend how much money we never use it on.